Pray for our struggling diocese. Our situation here in Brazil is worse each day as the wealthy make their plans to exterminate by hunger the needy. But God is good with his people. The gospel asks of us the grace of conversion. It will come. No time to waste. The poor are being crushed while we debate the issue. Our gospel response calls us to take risks among our people. They don't have this privilege, or they would be killed if they resist openly. Indeed, they are killed. I have learned that faith sustains me. I have also learned that three things are difficult: as a woman, to be taken seriously in the struggle for land reform, to stay faithful to believing that these small groups of poor farmers will prevail in organizing and carrying their own agenda forward, and to have the courage to give your life in the struggle for change.
Sister Dorothy was gunned down in the village where she was working in 2005.
We give our one and only life. This motto of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur was taken completely to heart by Sister Dorothy Stang in 2005. Aged 73, she was murdered in the jungles of Brazil as she fed the hungry, clothed the naked, and sought justice for the oppressed. Sister Nancy Wellmeyer, a sister of Notre Dame and a member of the General Council, speaks of someone whom she knew personally and loved.
Sister Dorothy, who happens to be from my hometown, Dayton, Ohio, and was baptized in the same church as I was, and from my province, of course, was working for more than 30 years with a land movement. The Brazilian government had opened up parts of the state of Pará to settlers, and these people had been in a state farther south, and she went with them to open up the area to farming. And she was trying very hard to teach them how to use the forest in a tender and loving way and still make a living. But at the same time, because the government opened up this area, there are still a lot of loggers, ranchers, and others looking to raise all kind of export crops, and they don't really pay attention to the land titles that the farmers have. They just come in and take over and burn the farmers' houses down. So that was Dorothy's effort to give hope and organization and courage to those people.
We can't talk about the poor. We must be poor with the poor, and then there is no doubt how to act.
She was involved in prayer groups and schools and women's groups and all sort of things. And at the moment when she was killed, we were aware of at least a year and a half of death threats against her. She thought it wouldn't happen because she was 73 years old. She had white hair and she was a religious sister. So she felt pretty safe, but it didn't hold. She was going to take food and clothing to people whose homes had been burnt down at the moment she was killed.
Together we can make a difference, bringing peace, joy, caring, love to our world that is losing sight of our guiding star, the goodness of the real God.
She was walking along a road in the jungle, and I have been there. It's sort of like a cathedral. The trees are so tall. It's silent, beautiful. But she was walking along the road on a Saturday morning, going to a meeting of the people she was working with, and the gunmen approached her and pulled out their guns, and she pulled out her Bible from her sack and began to read the Bible to them. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who seek for justice. And at that point, she was shot. She was shot in the morning, and because of communications problems and fear that the perpetrators were still around, the people were not able to recover her body until the afternoon. She is actually buried in the town of Anapu.
Which is nice, because she's in the middle of the people for whom she died.
Yes, and they've built a wonderful memorial there, and they're planning to build a chapel in the site where she was killed. That all gives them hope and courage as they go on with their struggle.
Because it's not going to be over quickly.
It doesn't appear. It's the ranchers and those who want to extract the hardwoods, those who want to plant soybeans for cattle, are all still invading and burning people's homes.
Really? She was a martyr.
Well, we think she was a martyr, and in fact, the Fides publication at the end of 2005 named her in the list of religious and priests who had died for the faith during that year.
And has Sister Dorothy's death made a difference to the people in that area?
Well, I think they've gained courage from the international publicity and all of the journalists who have been swarming over the region, especially at the anniversary last year. There were National Geographic and lots of journalists and camera people. So that gives them courage, but at the same time, the persecution of those people still goes on, and we hear that it's getting worse. It's a case of impunity. It's a case of lack of oversight by the federal government for projects that they themselves have begun. And I don't know if you know that third trial of the perpetrators of Sister Dorothy's death is coming up in the middle of May. In fact, May 14th to 16th, and it'll be in Belém in the north, and it'll be for one of the ranchers who is accused of having paid for her to be killed. So we're all very anxious for justice to be carried out in this case as an example that there can't be impunity for those who want to take over the land that's been claimed by these poor farmers.
Well, what are the chances that the trial will actually go ahead to its conclusion?
There already have been three trials, and in the three accused perpetrators have already been convicted and sentenced and are serving time. So we have great hope that this will follow suit and that there will be a conviction and that people will see that it can't be done. It would be a great turnaround because there have been hundreds and hundreds, something like 730 deaths in the last 30 years. Of poor farmers, and none of the perpetrators have been brought to trial, except for this time.
So, really?
So the international press and outcry has really made a difference.
Well, is there any record, sort of tangible record, of the place where Dorothy died?
Yes, there is. I was there last year for the anniversary of her death, and there were, in the town of Anapu, where she lived, many processions and demonstrations and all kinds of wonderful memorials, including a mass. And then the next day we went to the place where she was shot, and it's several hours away by jeep in the middle of the forest, and during the rainy season very hard to approach it. But in the middle of the road, it's a sandy road, there is a concrete memorial made by the people. And it has flowers and little trinkets. And in fact, I brought with me a little vial of the earth that I brought from there, which would be the earth mixed with her blood as she lay in the road for several hours before her body was recovered. I believe that in the shrine of Aparecida, where the Pope will be also in, I think, May 13th, mm-hmm. 12th or 13th, to open the Conference of Latin American Bishops, there is a wall of mosaics of women who have been great churchwomen. And it was our understanding that a mosaic of Dorothy was going to be added to that. Now, I don't know if, in fact, that has happened.
That's a fantastic tribute.
It is.
You must be thrilled.
Oh, yes. And Brazil is a very large country, and we've had many communications from people all over the country of support and condolence and all kinds of things like that.
It must have given a big boost to the work of the Sisters of Notre Dame across the world. I mean, it's sad, yes, because you don't want somebody you love
and
to
somebody
be killed.
Whom you knew so closely and so dearly. That's true. We have a motto that we give our one and only life. And I think for many sisters around the world, around our congregation, it's been a real awakening that that's what it is, to give your one and only life, no matter how it is, if it's suddenly or if it's day by day, wearing yourself out for the people of God through your whole life, or as a martyr.
And the Sisters of Notre Dame have had a strong presence in Brazil for a long time.
Yes, as far as I can remember, the first sisters went to Brazil in 1962 or 63. And at the moment, we have 17 sisters in the Brazil province, 8 Americans and 9 Brazilians. So we're very pleased that the Brazil province is growing quite quickly. We have 2 making final vows this year.
So you'll be, in a special way, preparing in the Brazil province for the arrival of the Pope.
I think the sisters have been reading all of the preparatory documents to the Ceylon meeting, and I doubt if anybody will be able to travel from the northwest all the way down to São Paulo, but they certainly will be watching on television.
Thank you, my God, for life filled with friends and wonderful adventure, sharing, caring, laughing, and crying.